Guess who? Steve Charney here, and this is Conversations with My Dummy, often abbreviated to CWMD, and you got to include the C, otherwise you have WMD, Weapon of Mass Destruction, which, actually, when I think of it, is Harry. Okay, guess who we got coming into the studio? You'll never guess. Go ahead. Oh, you did guess. No, you didn't guess. You read the notes. Yep. Peter Schickley, the original PDQ Bach, multiple Grammy winner and funny, funny guy. He's singing an original, Fat Cats. I'll also be singing the official school song for Embalmers with Harry. So it's going to be fun, fun, fun. Hey, whoa,
look at you, man.
Yeah, aren't I the coolest?
Are those tattoos on your arms?
Yep, take a look at that, huh? Look at that, huh?
Oh, no, I don't believe it. My sweet, innocent little Harry. How could you? How could you do something this stupid? How could you go out into this big bad world and get yourself covered with tattoos?
I'm picking up a sense that you don't like them.
What's to like? You look like a drunken sailor. Where did I go wrong, man? I tried to create a stable, loving home life. I tried to set a good example. I tried. Lord knows I tried. You know you can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery anymore, don't you?
Well, I wasn't planning to be anyway.
Look at this. Mermaids, anchors all over your arms. Where did I go wrong? I never let you watch violent television or listen to violent radio.
Huh?
I took you to museums. I tried to teach you class.
Steve!
Tattoos, yes. Where did I fail? Where? Tell me where.
Steve! What? They're removable.
What are removable?
The tattoos, they're for kids. They're ring transfers.
Oh.
What do you think, I'm nuts? I would never get a real tattoo. These are for fun. You buy them at the store, you wet them, you put them on your skin, or in my case, wood.
Oh, I'm so relieved. For a minute there, I thought I was going to be living with the Illustrated Man. You really had me going.
Here, I'll show you all of them, Steve. I'll unbutton my shirt here, and you can see this one on my chest, there.
It's an oak tree.
Yeah, but read what it says under it.
Mother. Uh-oh, that's sweet.
Now look at my stomach. It's a cyclops.
Where's the cyclops' eye?
Look, it's my belly button.
Oh, that's cute. The belly button is the eye.
And if I flex my stomach, his eye pops out of his head a little and glowers at you.
Well, what's this tattoo? It looks like a hole.
That's not a tattoo. That's a knot hole.
So it's not a hole?
It is a hole, a knot hole.
Is it a hole or not?
It is a hole.
So don't say it's not a hole.
I didn't say that. I said knot hole.
So it isn't a hole.
K-N-O-T. Knot.
Oh, it's a knot hole.
Knot!
How can you tie a hole into a knot? I always wondered about that.
That always confused me.
That's not the only thing that confuses you, Steve. Sheesh. Now look at my arm. It's a water pump.
Oh, I see. One of those old-fashioned hand pumps. You pump the handle up and down and water comes out.
That's right.
This tattoo is designed so when someone shakes your hand, it looks like the pump is operating.
That's right.
Can I do it?
Of course.
You shake. Oh, that's cool. Pump handle is going up and down, up and down. Where's the water?
Keep pumping, it'll come.
I'm pumping her. Don't see anything.
Here comes the water.
Oh, man!
To thee we sing, to thee we drool. National Embalming School. We stuff the corpse, we stuff the ghoul. National Embalming School. If you feel hollow deep inside,
we fill you with formaldehyde.
Our boys get hot before you get cool. National Embalming School. We have reserved a place for you. We're National Embalming School. So please be kind, don't ridicule the National Embalming School. For you may laugh, but we reply
that we will see you by and by.
We saved a lovely place for you at National Embalming School. To thee we sing, to thee we drool.
National Embalming School. We stuff the corpse, we stuff the ghoul. National Embalming School. If you feel hollow deep inside,
we fill you with formaldehyde.
Our boys get hot before you get cool. National Embalming School.
Harry stuck these tattoos on his body. They're the kind that you wet down and lay on your skin. They're good for a few days, and then you rub them off when you're finished with them. He has an oak tree on his chest with the word mother under it. He's got anchors and ships. He has a cyclops on his stomach. Cyclops' eye is his belly button.
Yeah, look at this ship on my bicep, Steve. When I flex my muscle, ship is sailing in rough seas.
Ooh, I like it.
There's only one trouble.
What?
I tried to get some of them off. They're not coming.
What do you mean? I thought you were supposed to be able to wipe them off with a little soap and water.
I don't know what the problem is, maybe because I have wooden skin.
This is terrible. My dummy will be tattooed for life.
I'm not alive.
That's even worse. I'm calling Dr. Fenstermacher. He's a dermatologist.
I don't need a skin doctor. I need a tray surgeon.
Hand me the phone.
Here.
It's ringing. Yeah, hello, is Dr. Fenstermacher there? Yes, it's Steve Charney. He's either kidding.
Okay, Steve.
Yeah, Doc? Yeah, it's Steve Charney. Yeah. Yeah, it's another problem with Harry. Yeah, well, it's his skin. We've got a serious problem here. Is there any way you can come over soon? Yeah? That would be great. That's wonderful of you, Doc. Okay, yeah. I'll see you in a bit. I'll tell him. Okay, bye-bye. All right, Harry's on his way.
What will we do until then?
I don't know. Since we're doing this tattoo thing, maybe we can keep up the theme a little bit. Oh, I have a good idea. Why don't you try reciting a tongue twister?
Okay. I'm good at tongue twisters, Steve.
Good. Say this. Tommy Tucker tattoos his tummy, his tongue, his thumb, and Tootsie Toes.
What?
Tommy Tucker tattoos his tummy, his tongue, his thumb, and Tootsie Toes. Go ahead, say that.
Tootsie Toes?
Yeah, toes are sometimes called Tootsies.
Yo!
It works. Now say it. Come on. Tommy Tucker tattoos his tummy, his tongue, his thumb, and Tootsie Toes.
We better take it slowly.
All right. Say Tommy Tucker.
Ticket taker.
No, Tommy Tucker.
Tanya Tucker.
Tommy Tucker.
Tina Turner.
Tommy Tucker.
Tammy Wynette?
Stop it. Just say Tommy.
Timmy.
Tommy.
Tommy.
Tommy Tucker.
Tommy Tucker.
Now, Tommy Tucker tattoos.
Tommy Tucker's tap shoes.
Tommy Tucker tattoos.
Tommy Tucker's attitudes.
Tattoos.
Tattoos.
Tommy Tucker tattoos his tummy.
Tommy Tucker tattoos his mommy.
Tommy Tucker tattoos his tummy.
Tommy Tucker tiptoes on Timmy.
Tommy Tucker tattoos his tummy.
Tommy Tucker tattles on Tammy.
Tattoos his tummy.
Tattoos his dummy?
Tummy!
Tummy.
Okay. Now the second line. His tongue, his thumb, and his tootsie toes. First say his tongue.
Wonton.
His tongue, his thumb.
A ton of fun.
His tongue, his thumb.
His tongue, his thumb.
Good.
Good.
No, you're not supposed to say that.
Sorry.
And his tootsie toes.
And his tinker toys.
Tootsie toes, that's how it goes.
Tootsie rolls up your nose.
Tootsie.
Tootsie.
Tootsie toes.
Tricky toes.
His tootsie toes.
His tic-tac toes.
Just say tootsie.
Tushy.
Tootsie.
Tootsie.
Toes.
Toes.
Now say the whole thing at once. Tommy Tucker tattoos his tummy, his tongue, his thumb, and tootsie toes.
Okay, here it goes. Two-ton trucker tattles on Gumby, his telethons on TV shows.
Never mind. Never mind.
Fat cats are few and far between, you know they are. They come from Zanzibar where the grass is green. Say what you will about them, they are very stout. You cannot live without them, fat cats I mean. Tiger's a friendly cat, she wears a bowler hat. She's nowhere near as fat as some cats I know. Don't be afraid of her, admittedly ferocious fur. Wait till you hear her purring sweet and low. Pudding is butterscotch, he is the toppest notch kitty you'll ever watch her coming down the hall. And Small is as usual looking for trouble. Now that her belly's full, she really ain't so small. Small was mean. Fat cats are few and far between, you know they are. They come from Zanzibar where the grass is green. Say what you will about them, they are very stout. You cannot live without them, fat cats, I mean.
Oh, man, the piano got so excited it did a dance.
Fantastic. Peter Schickley, that's a great song. Boy, did you ever think of making a living composing music?
Well, gosh, that's an idea, Steve.
Gee, Wow. Why didn't I think of that? Do you have an opportunity to play these songs in your concerts and things?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do a song program. I work with another singer named David Dusing because I'm an old Everly Brothers fan. I love harmonizing.
Mm.
And so I do a program of my songs, and I usually include Fat Cats or Few and Far. And then some of the songs are just solo songs like that, and some of them we sing two-part stuff on.
That's great. Peter, will you come back again and maybe sing another song for us?
I certainly shall.
That was a great song. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Harry's tattooed his body with these stick-on tattoos. Supposed to wash off, but, well, they're not. So I called in Dr. Fenstermacher, dermatologist, you know, to see what he can do. Oh, here he is. Ah, Doc, thanks for coming.
Lucky I'm an old doctor who still believes in answering his own phone and making house calls. Young physicians wouldn't do that, you know.
I thought it was because we were your only patients.
Let's see the boy's problem. Lift up your shirt there.
Okay, Doc.
Oh, yes, I see the problem immediately. This child has tattoos all over his body.
Yeah, we know that. We can't get them off, even though they're just decals.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me try this scalpel. Maybe that'll get them off. Okay. Let's see, this probably won't hurt you since you're made of wood.
Right, Doc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nope. They're on there good. They're not coming off.
Can we sue the company?
Well, let's see the package.
It's right here, Doc.
Uh-huh. Yes, well, I'm afraid they're covered. See, it says right here. Warning, don't stick these tattoos on wood, only on human skin. You're going to have an operation.
How much will that cost? Harry isn't covered on my health insurance.
Well, let's see. There's the two-day hospital stay. That'll run approximately $2,000. And there's the operation itself. That's $5,000 right there. And you've got the medication, private nurse, post-operational procedures. I say it should run you about, you know, $15,000.
I can't pay that kind of money. Isn't there an easier way?
Sure, buy some sandpaper and sand them off.
How much will that cost?
50 cents a sheet.
So let me get this straight. On one side we have $15,000, and on the other side of the problem we have 50 cents. Gee, which one will we do?
I want to go to the hospital!
Why?
The food's better than at home!
You're saying that hospital food is better than my cooking?
And the beds are more comfortable, and I'm treated nicer!
Well, Doc, we'll think about it. Thanks for coming by.
My pleasure. I just hope you make the right decision.
What would you choose?
Definitely the hospital.
Because you get better treatment?
No, because I'm broke and I need the money. Good day, sirs.
So, Steve, what are you going to do?
Hand me that sandpaper over there, will you?
Oh, I'll keep this short. If you want to help support this show, go to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/Steve Charney. That's my name. And you'll get a chance to support the show with maybe $1 a month, maybe less, maybe more. It'll help. Every little bit helps because it takes a lot of work and money to actually put this show together. Thanks.
NYCKEY. M-O-U.
Harry's put on these tattoos. Ones are supposed to come off with soap and water. Only when he did it, he did notice that you shouldn't put them on wood. They don't come off now. So we had Dr. Fenstermacher come in and examine him. We were given a choice. One side, we have a hospital visit with a full operation that would cost, you know, $15,000. Or on the other side, we have a sheet of sandpaper that costs 50 cents. So, well, we're going to go with the sandpaper. Now stand still while I start sanding.
Darn!
Now first I'm going to get rid of this cyclops on your stomach. Yeah, it's working, huh? Takes a little elbow grease, but it's working.
Hey, watch yourself!
What?
Look what you just did!
What?
You sneezed it off my belly button! Oh, just great!
Look, you don't really need a belly button anyway, do you?
What about my belly button wind pillow I've been collecting? It's half filled, now what?
What about filling the rest of the pillow with ear lint?
No!
Nose lint?
Never mind, just keep sanding.
Right, boss. Can't move over to this section right here. All right, there goes the mermaid. That's pretty easy getting that off. I'll walk over to here. Get over here and work on this section there. Yep. There goes the anchor. That was easy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me move over to here. Get that oak tree.
Hey, that's my mother you're sanding off there.
Yeah, well, not anymore. She's gone. All right, I'll go to here and do this. Okay. There goes the... Whoops.
What whoops?
Never mind.
What whoops?
Just sanded off your knuckle.
You sanded off my knuckle?
I'm sorry. It's your own fault for being made of soft wood. If you were ash or mahogany, it wouldn't have been so easy.
I need that knuckle. Me and that knuckle have been through a lot.
Fine. You don't like the way I'm doing it? You sand yourself.
Fine, I will. Give me that. I'll start on my face. It's like using a washcloth. Uh-oh.
What?
I just got some sawdust in my eye.
Let me see. Look, this isn't working out. It's going to take forever. I'm going to use the electric sander.
Oh, great!
It'll make the job go a lot faster. Now, just sit still. This isn't going to hurt a bit. There we go. Okay, yeah, this is moving real quick now, huh? I pretty much got everything. Most of it anyway. Yeah, that's great. Okay. How do you feel? How do you feel? How do you... How come you're not talking?
Ooh, I sanded off his mouth by accident.
Can you hear me? Nod your head if you can hear me. He's nodding his head. All right, look, I'm going to have to throw my voice out through your ear instead of your mouth. How you doing?
All right, Steve, this is ridiculous. I don't feel like talking through my ear.
You don't have any choice. You don't have a mouth.
I want you to paint my mouth back on.
I'll tell you what, I'll paint your mouth back on when we get home.
Good, Steve. I don't want to talk out of my ear anymore.
Yeah, but you'll have to when we do the credits now.
Okay.
This podcast was written with Kelly Kenyon, my excellent co-writer occasionally. And you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, TuneIn, Google Play, and I got a bunch on my YouTube channel too, which has quite a lot of hits at this point. Also, patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can become a patron of the show for $1 a month. Website, stevecharney.com, has more info about my live stage shows, how to contact me, all the stuff I have for sale, which includes books and CDs. If you want to get hold of me, you can email me through the website. On Facebook, search for Steve and Harry Conversations with My Dummy, and I'm on Twitter too. Okay?
Spread the word around, everybody. Spread the word around.
Yes, that's right. And I have a question for you, Hack.
Yes, Steve, what?
How many ears did Davy Crockett have?
Oh, that's easy, Steve. Three.
Three?
Yeah, his left ear.
Mm-hmm.
His right ear.
Yeah.
And his wild front ear.